Now, exercising our policy of equal time for all parties, we travel a short distance underground in order to bring you an on-the-spot report of the following domestic scene. Here is our adaptation of Shida and Kuziba by Isaac Bashevis Singer.
Your medicines. Yes. And soon the fever will be all gone. Here now, copper juice and devil's dung, darkness of ditch, and droppings of red crow. There now. Just the way you like. And soon your fever will be all gone. Now, sleep, Kuziba. Sleep. Little Kuziba. Oh, getting to look so much like your mother. Our bodies made entirely of cobwebs. Hair already nearly to your ankle bones. Lovely yellow chicken claw feet. And your wings, dear. Oh, they're going to be great, beautiful bat wings, just like mine. Of course, you do have your father's donkey ears and wax horns. Oh, but then... No. What is it, Kuziba? A bad dream? Tell me, child.
I'm frightened, Mother.
Frightened of what, dear?
Of light. Of human beings.
Oh, what are you saying, child? Here, let me spit over you. To protect you from such evils. Oh, but we're safe here, Kuziba. We are far from light and far from human beings. It's as dark as Egypt here, and as silent as a cemetery. 9 yards of solid rock protects us from the surface.
Men can break rock.
Oh, old wives' tales. The power of man is only on the surface. The heights beyond the surface are for the angels. The depths below the surface are for us. The fate of mankind is to creep on the skin of the earth like a louse. We are safe here, Kuziba.
What are human beings, Mother? Tell me.
What are they? They are the waste of creation, the rubbish, where sin is brewed in a kettle. Mankind is the foam. Man is the mistake of God.
Oh, a mistake? How can God, the Almighty, make a mistake?
Ah, that is a secret that only we know. For when God created the last of all the worlds, the earth... His love for our mistress, Lilith, was stronger than ever. Only for a single instant did his gaze wander to look upon her. But in that instant, man was produced. An evil mixture of flesh, love, dung, and lust. Man. He has a white skin, but inside... He is red. He shouts as if he were strong. but throw a stone and he breaks. Use a thorn and he bleeds. In heat he melts. In cold he freezes. He has a bellows in his chest, which has to expand and contract constantly. And a small sack which must throb and quiver all the time. He must constantly swallow a mildew that grows in the mud. And after it passes through his body, he must drop it out. He depends on 1,000 accidents. And that's why he's so bitter and angry.
But what do human beings do, Mother?
Evil. Only evil. But that keeps them busy, so that they leave us in peace. Why, some of them even deny our existence. They think life can only breed on their surface. Like all fools, they consider themselves clever. Imagine, they study wisdom on crushed wood pulp smeared with blotches of ink. Their ideas come from a slimy matter which they carry in a bony skull on their necks. One thing they do possess in great measure is insolence. If God, the Omnipotent, did not have so much patience, he would have destroyed such rabble long ago.
I'm afraid of them, Mother. I'm afraid.
Oh, now, don't be afraid, Kuziba. They can't come down here.
But I dream about them.
There, don't tremble so, my darling little devil. Dreams are foolish. They, too, come from the surface, from the chaos.
They look so fierce. They made a noise so loud. And there was a terrible blinding light.
Oh, be still, my son. I will chant a spell for you. Lord of the depths, curse the evil surface. Lord of all silence, destroy the noise. Save us, great Father, from light, from words, from man's deceit. Save us, Lord God. Sleep now, Kuziba.
Where is Father?
Shh! He's gone to Yeshiva, near the center of the earth, to study the secret of silence. No matter how quiet it is, it can even be quieter. But there is a final silence. A last point so small that it is nothing, yet so mighty that worlds can be created from it. There, all things are one. And this is God. But God keeps on penetrating deeper into himself, investigating his own abyss. Asleep, Kuziba. Sleep and grow, Kuziba. Grow to a great demon and bring me little ones to feed and wash and put to sleep and grow. Your father will teach them incantations and curses, those that Balaam should have used on the Israelites, and prophecies of the false prophets, the temptations of the primeval snake, the confusion of the tongues of Babel. He'll teach all the demons and devils and become king over us all and sit on the throne 1,000 miles away from the surface, where no one has ever heard of man and his insanities. Oh!
Hey, oh! Mother!
Help!
Mother!
Herr demon! Oh! Kuziba!
Run!
We're going to run! Walls are crashing! Our passages are filled with rock and dust! We cannot see!
The light, Mother!
The rocks were above. It's blinding, terrible. Do not look, Kuziba. Close the light. A gigantic screw twisting round and round, ready to crush and grind everything with a terrible power and cruelty. But it stops. Oh, Kuziba, have you fainted? Oh, it is good you cannot see. There!
Man, look at that.
Men! Looking down. Oh, idiots! Idiots! Monsters! Oh, Satan, preserve us. Oh, Asmodeus. Oh, Lilith, bless and save us. Not because of me, but think of my husband, who will soon be your rabbi and great teacher of all your demons. And my child. Think of my child and save us, oh, Lilith. Oh, Asmodeus. Oh, Satan. Oh. They are gone. Oh, oh, praise be, they are gone. Only the ball of light and their stench remains. Kuziba! Kuziba! Kuziba, wake up, quickly! We are in great danger. Come, wake up!
Oh, Mother! Mother, the light!
Oh,
the light!
There, Kuziba, do not be frightened. We must find a way out. We cannot stay here. There. Wake up. The walls down are all cut off. Well, there is a saying that if you cannot go down, you have to go up. We shall have to go up, Kuziba, up to the surface. We shall have to climb. Hold tight to me, Kuziba. I have heard that there are caves on the surface, and marshes, and graves, and dark rocky crevices, and dense forests, and empty deserts. Man has not covered the whole surface. There are others like us, exiles from our world. Demons, imps, goblins, shadows.
The light, Mother. I am afraid of the light.
There, do not be afraid of the light, for we know that the last victory will be to darkness. Until then, we demons who were forsaken or driven out will have to suffer patience. Time will come when the light of the universe will be extinguished. All the stars will be snuffed out, all voices silenced. There will be no more surfaces. God and Satan will be one. The remembrance of man and his abominations will be nothing but a bad dream, which God had spun out for a while to distract himself in his eternal night.
That was Sheeda and Kuziba by Isaac Beshevis Singer, with Pat Franklin as Sheeda and Eric Bauersfeld as Kuziba. The musical effects and technical production for both stories on tonight's broadcast were by John Whiting. The adaptations were by your host of The Black Mass, Eric Bauersfeld.